Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And go! Oh no, they're at it again.
Who's at it? What are they doing?
Oh no.
Who is it?
They're at it again, the celebrities.
What are those? Okay, what are the celebrities up to?
They're doing stuff.
What?
They're doing things that, and that those things are things that are to be gossiped about.
Celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any examples of current celebrity gossip?
Okay, a little birdie told me that Robert Pattinson likes killing little birds. Robert Pattinson's not around here, is he? He likes killing little birds.
And the little bird's like, I'm a little bird and I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Poor little bird. Why is Robert Pattinson doing that?
He used to. Why is Robert Pattinson doing that?
Yeah.
He's practicing for a new role. Bird killer. Bird killer. It's supposed to be really good. The villain at the end is in Cassowary.
Oh.
And he does the Leonardo DiCaprio thing where he like fights a bear. He's going for an Oscar by fighting a cassowary.
Oh.
With bare hands.
And is he like, look, I don't take any pleasure in killing birds, but
no,
it's got to be done.
Bird killer loves killing birds.
Oh, okay. Bird killer loves killing birds.
Robert Pattinson, I think, is more in a gray area about it.
Okay. But the character calls for somebody who loves to kill birds.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is bird killer?
Well, he doesn't love to kill birds. Let's not get it twisted. He has to.
Bird killer or Robert Pattinson? I'm confused.
Well, Robert Pattinson does have to for the role, but bird killer does.
Okay.
He just does.
All right. I thought he really relished killing birds and was just like, check out my coat. It's all just made of bird feathers. And I've got these soft moccasins that can't hear me coming because I've made them from bird feathers. And check out my necklace made of beaks.
He does have a necklace made of beaks, but the bird feather thing, that's way off.
Oh.
That's way off. I'm surprised you knew about the beak necklace, not knowing about the fact that he doesn't wear feathers.
He kills
the birds, he takes their beaks, and then he's done.
Oh, it was just a good guess.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, the beaks was a good guess. The feather one, that was stupid. Why would he wear... Then he'd be like, what, is there another bird around? I saw a feather. I better go try and hunt him.
Oh, the feathers would fall off his coat.
And
he'd be just walking around in circles.
Chasing himself.
You think maybe that's what Robert Pattinson's doing though?
No.
He's just...
He knows what he needs to do to kill the birds.
Whoa. You said that like you knew what you needed to do to kill the birds.
Well, the little birdie told me he gets a stone.
Oh. All right. We'll see what I'm cutting that
stone
there.
No. For done. Two birds.
Oh, walked into that one.
He's not very good at it, though. There used to be two little birdies. He only got one bird with one stone that time.
No, man.
It's... Yeah, they got a lot of new talent to catch the bird killer.
Oh, we're still on bird killer.
Oh, like we can shift into something else.
I would like to.
Yeah, really?
Bird killers.
They got, you know, Emma Stone, she's been blowing up right now.
Emma Stone has.
Well, I mean, she's always sort of, it was Poor Things recently.
Yeah.
Now she's in Bird Killer.
Oh.
She's like a weapons dealer. She works at the quarry. She gives bird killer stones. Charges him a lot for them too. Bird killer is not good financially, but he has to kill birds.
He's got a cassowary. He's on a collision course with. We know what's going to happen in the final act of the film.
Yeah, with the cassowary. He throws a stone at the cassowary. This is in the trailer. You know how they give away too much stuff in the trailers these times. But the cassowary grabs the stone.
And oh. with his talent.
With his talent and breaks it and then just runs at him.
And that's where the trailer ends. Who's playing the cassowary? Have they got someone to play the cassowary? Or like, you know, like
they've got like voice acting.
Vin Diesel did Groot, so
yeah, it's sort of like Vin Diesel doing Groot.
So they've got who have they got doing the cassowary screech?
Well, you know, it's Chris Pratt, and I mean a lot of people they've been pretty against Chris Pratt's voice acting career because Mario just sort of sounded like Chris Pratt and Garfield also sound like Chris Pratt, which is like yeah, but it was like I think we near Mega. A big deal about it. Chris Pratt's just doing his job, I guess.
Well, I'm assuming the cassowary doesn't have any lines.
No, he is getting a lot more into it.
Oh, so it's just noises from Chris Pratt.
I think he's actually been working with Robert Pattinson on it because Robert Pattinson, he plays the herring in The Boy and the Herring.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another
But
bird.
The herring had lines.
Yeah, yeah.
And Chris...
Mojito!
He said mojito.
Yeah, that's the name of the boy.
Oh, not he didn't want to. The herring didn't want to drink.
No,
I want to mojito.
No.
Oh, okay. No.
But
extra ice. It's a hot day.
Yeah. So I think this is him trying to do a bit of better voice acting.
Right. Okay.
I think this is him trying to like get away from the backlash of his prior sort of experiences.
So Robert Pattinson's been helping him with the work.
Yeah.
Are they both like staying in character? So Robert Pattinson.
Assume, killing birds.
Yeah, but I assume for practice, Robert Pattinson's just throwing stones at Chris Pratt.
No, because remember at the end, he breaks the stone that he's got.
Yeah.
And so actually what's happening is Robert Pattinson is tackling him a lot.
Just
spear tackling him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of videos of it.
Yeah.
There's this one where there are people and they're walking the streets of, I think they're in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And they see Chris Pratt and they're like, oh my God, Chris Pratt. Oh my God. And then out of an alley, boom.
Robert Pattinson.
Boom. R-Pat.
R-Pat. Just straight in the side.
Yeah.
Ooh. Right in the kidneys.
Yeah.
Take that, Chris Pratt.
But he's good. It is actually good. It's almost sort of a leak because when Chris Pratt is like hit from the side,
yeah.
He goes sort of like, oh. He's got really good with it. Anyway, so that's the celebrity goss I've been hearing. You got any celebrity goss?
No.
Okay.
No.
None goss?
None that's juicy. No juicy goss.
None as juicy as that.
Just boring ones. Some guy's divorcing his wife.
Oh, who?
James Hetfield from Metallica. I don't even know if it's true.
Oh.
But, like, I don't care.
It's crazy.
It's like, okay.
Oh.
That's a bit sad, but okay. You got a gig coming up.
I have a gig, yeah. I'm in a band. We're called the Three Flutes of Pestilence. We're like a heavy metal flute band.
It's been done, heavy metal flute.
Yeah, I know. We're following in the footsteps of some of the Winds of Death. And
I was thinking of Jethro Tull, but okay.
Oh, yeah, Jethro Tull, for sure, Jethro Tull. I mean, that's a given, Jethro Tull. But we're sort of going for the more sort of East Coast style stuff.
Okay, East Coast death metal.
East Coast.
Oh, heavy metal, death metal.
Woodwind.
How black is it? Is it dark? Is it brooding or is it more sort of thrashy?
It's a bit more thrashy.
Yeah.
The East Coast stuff is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So lots of trills.
Yeah, they work pretty well with the flute.
And so are the flutes distorted like an electric guitar
so we've got one that's made out of bone.
Ooh.
That's the bone flute.
Yeah.
And then we've got two ones that are more sort of electric flutes, and this guy's doing like sort of like flute slapping, you know, you can slap a bass. He does
slapping a flute. And doesn't that hurt his teeth?
His is really funky, and then I'm more of the sort of electrical distorted flute.
But like if you're slapping that,
does it hurt his teeth?
Yeah.
No, because what he did is he's real metal. He sharpened his teeth into a point, and then there's grooves that they go in, and they're also they're plated in.
I don't want to meet that flautist. What's his name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I cannot remember for the life of me. Actually. I've been in the band too long now to really ask him what his name is. I know the other guy. I know Jeff.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. I think it starts with an O.
So he's just walking and going, Hey, you.
Hey, Jeff.
How you going? Well, hey, Jeff. Hey, go, buddy. How are you?
I just go, hey, guys.
And oh, yeah.
And he's like, hey.
Yeah. Does he know your name?
I think, yeah.
We'll call him Mr. O.
Mr. O.
Mr. O for now. You only think it starts with an O.
I think it
starts with an O. You've got to be careful. You can't walk in and start saying, yo, what's up, Mr. O? What's up, O dog? You can't do that.
I can't. It could go south pretty quick.
Yeah, he's got sharp teeth.
Yeah.
Don't want to meet that in a fight.
Oh, no, he's a nice guy.
Oh, okay. He's got a bone flute and he's a nice guy. He's got a bone flute and vampire fangs.
He's not the bone flutist. Jeff is the bone flutist.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, no, I've got that right. He's the flute slapper.
Yeah, he slaps the flute.
The flute percussionist.
I do more sort of like the sort of thrashy electric stuff.
Have you got a wah wah attached to you?
Yeah, I got a wah wah attached to my flute.
What do you think of people who wear glasses? Nerds. There's a lot of people who wear glasses these days.
Nerds.
Nerds
who need to get good.
Nerds who need to get good.
Get good, yeah.
So.
Get good.
So
is, I'm not sure if you know this. Get good is a video game term.
All right.
If you're bad at something.
Okay.
You need to get
if you're good, bad at something with computers, you need to get good.
Yeah, you need to get good.
Okay.
People go, oh, no, I can't.
So the guys with
this video game, and then someone will say, get good.
Okay. So the guys with the glasses.
Yeah.
They need to get good.
Yeah.
They need at to get seeing. Good.
Yeah.
At seeing. Because yeah. They're...
Are you a bit long-sighted or short-sighted, Dad?
Both. What? Yeah, my eyes are just tired and I need, like, bifocals like an old man.
Like, who had those? Thomas Jefferson? No.
I don't know. Who invented
the bifocals?
Who invented bifocals?
It was one
bifocals.
Of the founding fathers of America.
It'd be Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, it was Benjamin Franklin because he had the glasses.
Did he invent bifocals?
Right. Yeah, at the end. You know that episode of The Office where I think Jim hires historical reenactor of Benjamin Franklin to sort of trick White, and he's like, there's no way you're the real Benjamin Franklin, and then he keeps on asking him questions, and then he asks, are you short-sighted or are you near-sighted, and he goes, both, that's why I created the bifocals, and he's like, what's your favorite? What is your four favorite episodes of The Office?
I don't have favorite episodes of The Office because I haven't watched much of The Office.
You haven't watched much?
No.
I watched like the first five seasons, but you know, I mean, it drags on at the end. It should have ended with Jim and Pam's wedding. Like, what are we doing here? I'm still going to watch all of the seasons, but come on, guys.
No, my favorite scene from The Office is the British Office.
Oh, the British Office.
Yeah, the British Office. And that's not me, it's not because the US Office is pretty good. But my favourite scene that made me laugh that I saw early on in the piece was where... So they don't have Jim and Dwight. They've got...
They don't have Jim and Dwight. They've got, I think, Duke Brixtonston. What's the other guy's name? It's like Crotchet Waver.
Oh, okay. And which one is the Dwight character?
Oh, Crotchet Waver.
Crotchet Waver.
Crotchet Waver.
All right. So Duke.
Yeah.
Brixtonston.
Yeah.
Okay. So Duke Brixtonston.
Yeah.
Puts Crotchet Waver's stapler in a jelly.
Yeah.
For American listeners, for our American listeners, that's a jello. Like, so he comes to work and on his desk is a jello mold. And in that is his stapler.
Yeah.
And
that also
funny.
Happens in the American office.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'd like to compare the two scenes.
Yeah.
Who does it better?
I think they've both got merits.
Okay.
I mean, the British one's more concise because it only went for two seasons or whatever.
No, yeah, but we're just talking about that one scene.
That one scene.
Was that scene more concise?
That scene more concise. Well, like Rainn Wilson. Is it Rainn Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah. As Dwight, he's pretty good. So is the other guy. I don't remember his name. As Crotchet Waverton.
Hey. Do you hate that we have to double explain things now in case we have an American listening?
No, I love it.
And they don't get stuff?
I love it.
You love it?
I wish we had to quadruple explain things.
Really?
Yeah, I think we should look for more international listeners.
So you think if we say jelly and we for Americans they would say jello, we need to find like the Indonesian word for jelly and just put that in there?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We need to do that.
Which, hang on, which country should we pick?
I think we should should get a globe and then spin it and then
throw a dart at the globe. I don't think they're made of foam. I don't think that it would work. I think the dart would just break the globe.
I'm not sure about that. I think we could just use
our finger.
I think no, you're supposed to throw a dart at the globe. I've seen it in a movie, I swear.
Okay.
I swear it works.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, you throw the dart at the globe. Why? He's like, I need a holiday. Where am I going to go? Throws dart at the globe.
What I think you're doing is conflating two things there.
What two things would those be?
Well, like throwing a dart at the map of the world and spinning a globe and pointing your finger.
I don't think so. I don't think that's right because well, let's think about this. Did you know maps?
Yeah.
They aren't the right scale, technically. The closer to the equator, I think the smaller it is compared. And then the further away, that's why Greenland looks so, so big. It is big, but it's not that big.
Oh, okay.
And so you're giving yourself an unfair chance if you're throwing a dart at a board like that, at like a map.
Okay.
It's unfair. You've got to use a globe.
Oh, I didn't.
Or then you're just going to hit Greenland all the time.
I didn't expect you to come out with an actual coherent argument.
Yeah, well, it's important, you know. Okay. I care a lot about topography. topography. That's the right word. You heard about the, I can't remember what it's called, the drip, the polar drip, the topographical drip.
Are we still talking about topography?
About maps. So like, you know, well, if you look at all the, it might be the continental drip, I think is what it's called. But if you look at a map, you'll notice that all the major continents, they're sort of stubby at the top and then they sort of drip down on our maps.
Okay.
And so if you flip them upside down, it's pointing at the top, even though they it isn't actually going down. North America, pointy at the bottom. South America, very much pointy at the bottom.
Yeah.
Australia, pointy at the bottom, sort of more stubby at the top.
Mm-hmm.
There is a point, but yeah, not as much.
Well, I would argue Australia's Asia, quite... Well, pointy if you count, at the yeah, bottom. All right. Yeah,
It sort of looks like it's dripping. I don't think they know why.
It's probably not a thing. It probably doesn't matter.
I'm not sure if it does matter, but I'd like to know.
Oh, I know, actually.
Come on, that doesn't make... did they tip it to one side a little bit, and now it's all drippy?
No, because it's flat and it's spinning and everything gets thrown, like it starts in the middle and gets thrown out to the edges.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Well, you've convinced me. I'm convinced. Is there a greater Tuin as well?
Turtle?
Yeah, greater Tuin.
Space turtle. It absolutely is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got four elephants on his back and the disc of our world sits upon the back of the four elephants.
Can you get a little like display thing? Like if you had like a nice party platter or something, are there any sort of metal things of like the greater Tuin with the four elephants that holds up your plate?
Oh, I guarantee.
Can you check online? Okay. Can we buy one right now? I'd like to buy one right now, please. I really want to buy one. And I also really want to buy some Magic Mind. Magic Mind is... so cool.
No, hold on. You can't just launch into that while you're making me look something up.
Yeah, too bad.
No.
We're doing it. I think Magic Mind it's a great product and genuinely it works. It's got a mushroom in it. I don't remember what type of mushrooms. We might cut this bit out.
You're the worst at this. I'm definitely cutting that out. I found a cake stand.
Yay. Well, I would love to buy that. But there's also other stuff I like to buy. Like pencils or erasers. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Man.
Or candy cane. Or even Hey Orange juice. But another thing I like to buy is Magic Mind.
No. We're not doing that either. No. It's just no. No. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I like?
No.
I like that cake stand. It's very cool. I think you should buy one. Right. Now, lock it in.
We should lock it in.
And you should lock your eyes onto looking into how you can get yourself some Magic Mind. Magic Mind is...
Stop talking about Magic Mind? I don't want to talk about Magic Mind.
Why not?
It's
great.
No.
Are you not switched on? Have you not had your Magic Mind?
Actually, you know what? I haven't had my Magic Mind. I'm not switched on. I was going to accuse your mum of drinking it all, but turns out I did.
You drunk it all.
Yeah.
I've
run out.
Oh no!
I'm gonna have to subscribe. I'm gonna have to subscribe using our own subscription codes.
What's that?
You get 56% off if you go to www.magicmind.com/JanZestyLife.
Now, what's in this Magic Mind?
Oh. You're such a little ad reader. It's got lots of stuff. It's got some lion's mane and like three other ingredients that I can't read because I haven't worn my glasses for focus, for energy. It's got the cordyceps mushroom. It's got ceremonial matcha.
Oh.
What do you think is the difference between normal matcha tea and like ceremonial matcha?
I just say that it sounds like it's probably maybe a higher quality, probably been through the woodwork.
Oh, well, that's a very sensible answer. Thank you for that.
I guess.
Been through the woodworks.
Just sort of, they've probably done more stuff to it.
They sifted it.
Probably, I'm imagining some siftings going on.
Yeah, they've pulled the lumpy bits out.
Put it into a machine with a bunch of cogs. You quite like the matcha in Magic Mind, don't you?
Yeah.
You're not a big fan of matcha usually.
No, but I like it.
You like how they do it in Magic Mind.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing you can do is use our code ZESTYLIFE20 and get an extra 20% off.
20% off. That's wild.
And you can stack those. You can stack those for the month of January. If you stack those for the month of January, you're going to get like
a billion percent off.
75%. No, I can't say that. 75. No, not a billion percent. You get 75% off like a 3-month subscription.
Really?
Yeah. But if you just want to try it, you can just use the code ZESTYLIFE20 and get get the 20% off.
Yeah.
If you only want to try it, if you're not ready to commit, that's fine. Great. Try it though. Yeah. If you want a little pep in your step, a little zing in the morning,
yeah,
go for it.
Hey, Dad.
What?
Did you ever do yes-no erasers?
No. What's yes-no erasers?
It's a thing we do at school where you write yes on one side of an eraser and no on the other side of an eraser. And then you could ask it questions like a magic eight ball. And on the side, sometimes you'd put maybe, but it wouldn't like come up much.
Okay. So maybe is really hard to get on the side of a standard school eraser.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Why don't you flip a coin?
Because the coin doesn't say yes and no on it. Vandalize money, Dad. I'm not a criminal.
You're not going to deface the money.
I respect the mint so much.
I like mint. I like mint choc ice cream.
I like mint choc ice cream as well. It's very good.
What important decisions would you turn to the oracle known as the school eraser?
Well, I think we should try it now, actually. Is there an eraser here?
No.
We're in an office. Just give me a sec. Stop now. Hey, boys. Okay, I found a yes, no eraser. I've written yes and no on it.
Okay.
Dad, don't tell the listeners that I just got a stack of post-it notes and we're just going to say that this side is no and the blue side is yes.
Okay, I won't.
Don't tell them.
It was really tempting. I'm glad I resisted saying that because...
Stack of post-its.
Yeah.
That are super sticky.
Because you couldn't find an eraser.
And yeah.
Because nobody uses that anymore.
Yeah. So anyway, so what questions do you want to ask the yes, no eraser?
Will you ever take this podcast seriously?
Yes.
Where is that likely to happen in the next day?
Yes.
Okay. Should we continue recording now or put it off till tomorrow? Yes would be putting it off till tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, we're done here.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home.
They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.